I moved a little bit away. I'm just a monitor, thinking that they might show up and it might create a blockage. So I'm going to stay in the area. I can't tell about the smoke issue from where I'm sitting. I'll pass by one more time. But at the very least, somebody needs to come and tow this car out of the road. I mean, it is right out in the, it is in the lane. It's not even almost parked. So, but I can't imagine if it is what it was, when I looked at it a few minutes ago, I can't imagine a tow truck driver is going to want to touch it without police checking it out first. So yeah, I'm not sure what to do at the very least. Just make sure the fours know that it's there. It's very dark out here with the trees, with the park and the color of the car and all that. Let me know if you find out anything else from them.
I copy. And so we can get by. We just have to use caution, correct?
That's affirmed. Yeah, westbound buses are going to have to cross over into the other lane to go around. This is, at least at this time of the morning, a quiet enough street to be able to do that safely. So, yeah, but we can't get around.
I'll put a message out to the fours, and I will try back to the police again.
Much appreciated.
557.
9104.
Go ahead.
Okay, information for you. Out here in King City, at Durham Road, the light is totally out. It's totally dark. They're working on it. And maybe you can just inform the 94s because it's really dark to see it and people are blowing through it, at top speeds. But it's just, they're working on it. It's just going to be really dangerous if the buses aren't paying attention.